so I don't know how it was to start with, but you know, the Yankees could have burned it all up. I don't know.
But our Presbyterian,
but then we
our Presbyterian lady that was named, that was Laura, had the Negro woman that worked in her kitchen. She was trying to help her because they were trying to, at the time we were trying to get our cemetery organized and mm-hmm. and getting a museum into our church mm-hmm. and all that kind of thing. She was trying to help the Negro woman in our church.
Kitty.
She said, and we're Kitty.
Abby.
Abby.
Kitty worked for
Lula. Worked for Lula. Kitty worked
for Kitty worked for Laura, both on different days of the week.
Well,
and
at any rate,
worked for the Vaughns.
Yeah, so I don't know.
But
anyhow, the main thing I was going to tell you was that Laura helped them to establish the Negro Cemetery that is out there now, close to the bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that place is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Laura helped them to get that established and get the record straight, and I don't know who all helped them put a fence up around it and get it fixed, but
Historical Society.
Yeah, I guess it was.
I know.
Amy knows.
And we paid Jim to go and find. He had some device to find the graves. They didn't know where they were. There was none were marked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, none had a name on them.
Mm-hmm.
It would maybe be a big rock
mm-hmm.
and maybe a brick at the foot. But he, and I know that they wanted, he solicited and we solicited help from all of them. You know, who do you remember that was buried up there? And where do you think that one was, over there or over here? And so now there is a
marker for everybody.
A plat, and I don't know how much marker is there, but I know that we paid Jim to do a survey of the cemetery, mm-hmm. and also the old Founders Cemetery too.
Mm. Now where is that cemetery at?
Founders,
mm-hmm.
down Sloan Street, down by the side of the Visitor Center. Straight on down and around the curve, and then there's it's up on a rock wall.
Okay.
About
big
the rock wall is about 2 or 3 feet high and a couple of steps that go up to it.
Okay.
Have you ever been down in there?
I've been down through there, but like riding with Dottie, so it's sort of like a blur.
Well it is small. Very small. Because
now those are the first people buried.
Yeah,
in Roswell.
The very first people buried in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
When did all these people that live here now start moving in? It seems like Roswell's changed a lot through the years, whereas there's a lot more people now than there used to be.
I think there were, I was looking in something yesterday or today, I think there were 1,600 people, 1,650 I believe it was. When we moved here.
Oh my goodness.
In 38.
Uh-huh.
And now there's, 80,000 or some
a
such
lot.
Number.
Wow.
Wow.
A lot of it was after World War II.
Mm.
When, and it had to do with Lockheed, was called the Bell Bomber Plant. And a lot of people lived here that worked at the Bell Bomber Plant.
Was that in Atlanta?
No, it's where Lockheed is now.
Okay.
It's the Lockheed property now. Mm. But they made airplanes for World War II.
Mm.
And then
the first
all of that was in the 40s. That had to be in the 40s.